Welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is singleness. Now, singleness is something is in some ways and facets of this world. People look at it as something that's negative, but singleness is very beautiful. It's very powerful and a very important place to be as you develop in your life. For those of you who are not already married, as a relationship coach for singles, a lot of people don't understand the biblical blessings of singleness. When I first started studying the Bible, probably 10, 11, 12 years old, one of the first things that I really noticed was that Adam was going about doing what a man's supposed to be doing, and that's working. He was working, he was naming everything, he was doing everything that God told him to do in the Garden of Eden. God had to interrupt Adam to let him know that, hey, you need some help. Because at that particular time, Adam hadn't no concept of needing any help doing what God has called him to do. God had to interrupt and disturb him to let him know, hey, brother, you need some help. You need some guidance. You need a help meet. God had to let Adam know he needed this because at that time, Adam had no clue. What's a help meet? You see, singleness is let's put it like this. A truly single person is someone who doesn't need anybody. Because we learn that through the scriptures in Adam. He didn't need anyone at that time. I mean, he wasn't even aware that he needed anyone. And that's when you know that you're ready to go into a deeper and serious relationship from singleness. And then transfer that to dating, courtship, and to marriage is when you don't feel the need that you need anyone. That is the mother of all destructions of our divorces, in my opinion. We have a bunch of people getting married hoping to heal something. You have to spend more time preparing for the marriage than preparing for the wedding. And through preparing for the marriage, that preparation is done in your singleness. The Apostle Paul in the Bible, when the church of Corinth was writing him, now keep in mind, Paul was never married, but he talked about marriage more than anybody in the Bible. So when the church Corinth was writing him letters about marriage and singleness, it's one of the greatest things that he always talked about, how the power of being single. When you're complete spiritually, emotionally, physically, and intellectually, without feeling the need and the dependency to be with someone else, you're ready. You're ready. But most people are not going to be honest enough to say that, okay, spiritually I'm not ready, emotionally I'm not ready, physically I'm not ready, intellectually I'm not ready. Let me not leave out financially as well, because that's also an important factor that needs to be, you don't have to be rich by no means, but you need to be physically responsible and have a decent amount of savings, substantial amount of savings from my standpoint. So those are things that have to be addressed. So we have to continue to understand the beauty of being single. A healthy self-love is very critical. That needs to be developed in singleness. A lot of people try to develop their sense of self-worth and who they are, engage that all through a man or a woman, but that's always a mistake. Anytime you develop a codependency nature on anything, whether that's drugs, alcohol, sex, food, woman or man, or a combination of all those things, you always set yourself up to be inappropriately connected and tied to people for the wrong reasons, and it doesn't allow you to be free. Love is freedom. And so when you don't have that opportunity to flow in that freedom of love and have that ability to wake up and flow through those things, you have an opportunity to cause yourself to be, kind of like a leech. You'd be leeched on to someone spiritually to the point like you feel like you can't let go. And that's not where you want to be, but that's not a healthy place to be, because you have to develop a healthy self-love. Jesus has already taught us how we all need to love ourselves. People tend to forget this very common, it's a sentence within the scripture, but Jesus said that love your neighbor as thyself. Now, simple as that. You love people the way that you want to be loved. You go past into the next book of the, we learned that Jonathan and David, you know, were very close, and David told Jonathan the very same thing. I love you more than I love thyself. So this is a concept we find throughout the Bible, that ability to love someone is based in our ability to love them the way that we want to be loved. So anything that you do for yourself, you would do for the one that you love. And anytime you find yourself in a situation where you won't do something for someone that you love that you would do for yourself, you need to start challenging the love that you say that you have. One of the greatest advantages of being single, as I spoke about earlier, it gives us the ability to give all our attention to God, all of our attention. Because once you get married and have a family, you have to split your attention between the husband and your kids and God. And that's in scripture. That's expected of you. And once again, Apostle Paul wrote that in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapters 7 and 8. Singleness is a blessing. It's a time for outstanding character development. When you're single, you have fewer distractions. You have more time to focus on God and be more complete in Him. And that's assuming, one, it's not a single mother or a single father. Not that kids are a distraction or anything, but that just means that if you're single and you have kids, they take your away. It don't mean that you can't still be fully dedicated and have a great relationship with God. It just means that someone who has any kids, just wrapped up in God, because they don't have any responsibilities but to themselves. And understand that as you going through your road and people being single, for those of you who are single listening to this, or those of you who are about to be single again, you have to understand that true singleness and walking to it and walking through your road and walking on the road with God, that is where you find Mr. and Mrs. Right. You find them on the road to God, not on the road away from God. And if you're meeting people on the road that's leading you away from God, I doubt very seriously that's the route God have you for meeting your mate. So keep that in mind. And we'll talk about this on a later issue about the myths of soulmates and God choosing your mate. Things are like that. We'll discuss that on my upcoming podcast show in a few weeks. So I hope you were blessed. I mean, it's a very powerful thing to be single. It's really an opportunity to really grow, really heal, really flesh out all the negativity, flesh out all the pain, and really deal with everything that's unhealthy within us. Remember, as always, today is the day to be happy.